This is VOA News via remote. I'm Tommy McNeil. U.S. President Trump signed into law Friday the $2 trillion rescue plan to salvage a U.S. economy crippled by the novel coronavirus on a day the nation recorded more than 100,000 confirmed cases of virus infections. Hours earlier, the U.S. House of Representatives passed the package with lawmakers uniting to greenlight the mega plan. As a world-topping number of U.S. COVID-19 infections surged beyond 104,000, including about 1,700 deaths. U.S. President Trump said on Friday the United States would produce 100,000 ventilators in 100 days and said he had named White House aide Peter Navarro as the coordinator of the Defense Production Act. He says we're going to make a lot of ventilators, pledging to take care of U.S. needs while also helping other countries. Mr. Trump said there was a great chance the United States would not need so many ventilators to fight the coronavirus outbreak and would then help other countries in need. After days of desperate pleas from the nation's governors, President Trump took a round of steps Friday to expand the federal government's role in helping produce critically needed supplies to fight the virus, as he warned the leaders of hard-hit states not to cross him. He says he wants them to be appreciative. And Mr. Trump said after the White House announced that he would be using powers granted to him under the Korean War-era Defense Production Act to try to compel auto giant General Motors to produce ventilators. The total number of confirmed COVID-19 infections in Spain has increased by nearly 8,000 by the end of the day Friday to more than 64,000. The Spanish health ministry told the media on Friday that the number of infected health workers in the country currently ranks the first in the world. Find more at voanews.com. This is VOA News.